And so now I invite you to take a few minutes to close your outer eyes if that's comfortable, and if you've not already done so. Just feel your seat support you. Relax your body, being especially sensitive to any areas of tightness or tension. And take a deep cleansing breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then slowly, gently release. It only takes one conscious breath to become fully attuned to this present moment. And as you continue gently breathing in and breathing out, with every inhalation, feel the breath of life enter your lungs. And with every exhalation, feel and release any worries, fears, and thoughts of less than. Know that surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Not just in this physical building, but anywhere you are, in that inner sanctuary of your soul. So in this moment of centered awareness, know that what has come before you is in the past. What is yet to come is in the future. There is only the blessed now. Resting in the stillness in this present moment is a precious gift. Every breath is a precious gift. So from this sacred place of stillness, realize who you are, what you are. You are an individualized expression of the divine, one with the universe, one with all life, one in the unconditional love of God. All the powers of the Christ are your divine inheritance, your birthright. As Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore wrote, you are on this earth to be all that you can imagine God to be. You are on this earth to be love, faith, strength, peace, and power. When you claim your true identity, the true you, you will be able to release any of the old agreements that others have imposed upon you. And in their place, you will make new agreements based on love, agreements that enable you to love yourself and others the way Spirit loves, no conditions, no expectations, no judgments. You express your divinity when you love yourself and when you love others. So set the intention now to honor the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. And always do your best. Always be willing to move into action as you are guided. And with every action you contemplate, be willing to ask yourself this question. Is the action I'm considering? Is the relationship I'm entering into? Is the decision I'm about to make based on the truth of my being? And if it is based on truth, if your answer is yes, you will be acting from a position of love, strength, faith, and power, never from a position of victimhood and fear. So in this quiet moment, ask yourself, where does this truth live in me? For any situation in your life where you need to move into action, take this into your heart now for a few moments in the silence, knowing that you will be guided to knowing and revealing more and more of your true self. Do this for a few moments in the silence. And so now I invite us to come together. Let's all take one more breath. one more precious breath and feel the joy and power of knowing we are one with each other and one with all life. Let's set the intention to just be in joyful expectation of our good, and we know the universe will respond. So for this, our hearts are full of gratitude, and we say, in the name and through the power of the Christ, thank you, God, and so it is. And we end our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.